In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the agricultural regions of the world, it's extremely difficult for a farmer to do everything by himself. Eventually, as the crops grow and the fields become larger, farmers begin to hire help, ensuring that everything is growing correctly and there are no diseases that prop up in their plants or any foreign species that invade the crops and choke them out. In the story of creation, God, the great sower, sowed great seeds of life. Not only corporeal, which is a fancy word of saying bodily, but also spiritual, sowing spirits. And to help ensure that his divine providence was being brought about, he created certain spirits with a mission, making them angels. Some of these angels, by the grace of God, became guardians of not only entire nations, but individuals, like each one of us, helping ensure that we might be made ready for the final harvest that we just heard will come at the end of the age. The church fathers, like Saint Jerome, tell us that we each receive a guardian angel at the moment of our conception. The Catechism echoes this, telling us that from conception to death, human life is surrounded by their watchful care and intercession. So in essence, these angels are not just there to protect us from the monsters in our closet at night or under our bed, or even just to help us not fall asleep at the wheel. But actively seeing God face to face, they're praying for us and with us. It's their spiritual care for our souls that helps guide us to grow in virtue and holiness. And God willing, eventually become the holy saints that God has created us to be, so that we might join them in seeing God face to face for all of eternity. Saint Basil the Great, the Greek church father, said that each guardian angel, quote, stands as a protector and shepherd leading us to life. Yet because God loves us so much, he gives to each one of us the free will to decide to participate in his divine life or to do otherwise. When we choose him, the small mustard seed of faith, even that tiniest little yes, as Saint Therese was known for, slowly becomes this great bushel that gives life and shelter to the poorest of souls. When we choose other than God, however, then we actively invite the enemy, the devil, to sow weeds within our souls, choking out the great fruit that God desires to produce within us and can then be shared with others. When we adhere to God's will, when we actively are engaged with him, it's our guardian angel who helps lead us to opportunities to grow in virtue, to in holiness. This is why Saint Jose Maria Escriva tells us and invites us to treat our guardian angels as our lifelong friends, because that is literally what each guardian angel is. If we do this, Saint Jose Maria tells us that our guardian angels will render us 1,000 services in the ordinary affairs of each day. Each ordinary affair, the little tiniest things, those little mustard seeds where we can say yes, are opportunities to help build up the great garden that is within us and to prepare for the great harvest that we know is coming. Thus begs the question, how often are we speaking to our lifelong friends, to our guardian angels? How often are we thanking them throughout the day for putting up with us? As Lord knows they do. How often are we asking them to help us in our daily struggles or anxieties with our vices? Do we even speak to them at all? And if the answer is no, why not? Why don't we speak to them? Here is literally our best friend, who has been assigned to us and has been praying for and protecting us even before we took our first breath. Our guardian angels care so much for us, and how little do we recognize the great love that they have for us. Padre Pio, when he would be told that someone was in need or that one of his parishioners was sick, he would tell his guardian angel to go and help the sick person. And so, my friends in Christ, we're told today in the gospel that the harvesters are the angels at the end of the age. And if the angels are the harvesters, then our guardian angels will be there as well. The weeds are the vices that we need to root out so that we can make room to plant seeds of virtue and holiness. The way we do this is by our participation in the life of the church and the sacraments that have been given to us. We also participate through corporal works of mercy and charity, by our care for the materially and spiritually poor in our communities, and by the love that we have even for those who hurt us. It's in the small opportunities that we're given that we can grow in holiness and produce great fruit for the harvest. But we must be watchful of all those opportunities that come up. And so we must take courage in knowing that we're never alone. Our guardian angel is always with us, and we should call on them multiple times a day. So today, let this be the homily that kickstarts or helps your lifelong friendship. And from this day forward, let us return the friendship we have received and will receive until our time here is done. There's this beautiful prayer that my parents taught me when I was younger, and I'll end with this. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commends me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and to guide. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.